Would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I am pleased to have a friend who is the best at helping our other friends. And I don't know what we would do without you, Dee Dee Flanlocker. She is the executive director at Mana Food Pantries. I'm so excited you could come in this morning.
Thank you so much for asking me, Meg. It's great to see you.
You too. I know we go way back.
We do.
So watch out. We might just have a great time here this morning. So stay around, stick around, and enjoy the ride.
That's right.
She's going to be here to talking about, of course, Mana Food Pantries. So if you have some questions, or we touch on something that maybe you're curious about, or you've had an experience and you want to send in a text, 850-437-1620. So maybe, Dee Dee, right off the bat, Mana Food Pantries. What is that? So someone may have just moved here, or maybe they've heard it all their time, but they really don't know what you do.
Right. That's a great question. And so for us, we've been here, actually, we're celebrating our 42nd year, I think.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow.
So we are a local nonprofit organization, and what we do is provide healthy food to the hungry. And we do that by way of groceries. So mm-hmm. we don't do any cooking or anything like that.
So it's not a food kitchen.
It's not a food kitchen. Okay. And so what we do, though, is we provide groceries to people in need. And you know, Meg, we don't get any government funding, so we are dependent upon the community to make sure that we are helping folks in need. And there is a process by which you qualify to get support as well, to get help. And so
yeah, talk about that a little bit, because so often I think people just assume that it's a person who's not trying or just deliberately not working. And I'm sure there are a few of those, but aren't the majority people that have either just come onto some hard luck, or there are circumstances that happen in life?
Absolutely. And, you know, that is so true. What's happening in our community now and what's been happening for years and years is that you have people who are living paycheck to paycheck. You have families that are just getting by. And then you have something happen, mm-hmm. whether it's a medical emergency, rent perhaps goes up, all very true things that have been happening in our community. Also, the cost of food.
Oh my gosh.
Been, you know, grocery shopping lately, I mean, the cost of food has gone up significantly. And it really, wherever you go, you know, you're seeing increased prices. And so what's happening in our community is that you have a lot of folks who were doing okay, maybe mm-hmm. 3 years ago, two years ago.
Getting by.
They were getting by, just getting by. Mm-hmm. Well, now, because of the cost of food, because of all these other things that are happening, housing issues, et cetera, they're not getting by. And so we have parents who are having to make a decision about everything from, you know, do I eat, or do I skip this meal and make sure my child eats? Because mm-hmm. the number one priority is going to be making sure your child eats. We've got seniors who cannot make more money than what they're making right now. And, you know, the price of food goes up, and that they don't have, there's a squeeze there. There's mm-hmm. a gap there. And we have a lot of seniors in our community who are really struggling right now.
So well, those Social Security dollars just aren't going as far as they were originally intended
right,
to.
Exactly. And then again, you know, you have all the other contributing factors of rent and mm-hmm. housing and et cetera. And so
gas,
I know, goodness gracious. But what Mana does on a local level is we provide a service through our pantry on East Street. So we're seeing people during the week who are needing help, and they have to provide picture ID and then Social Security card or proof of a Social Security number. And then we're going to help them by giving them a bag of food, which has 5 days worth of food in it. We pack our bags based on USDA standards for a healthy diet.
Okay. And when you say pantry, I have an image of a sweet little grandma's sweet little pantry. I have had the privilege of volunteering there. It's a huge warehouse.
It is.
It's huge. And it's just the people and the staff and the volunteers that make it happen. I mean, it's incredible what y'all do. So, but I just want to clarify, pantry is a little bit of a misnomer.
You're right. It is. You know, we've got about 23,000 square feet.
Thank you.
Under roof. And and the majority of that is warehouse. And that's, thank you for saying that, because, you know, I do forget that I'm thinking pantry. Wow. And I, we do have that image of it's that little place in our house where we go and open up and go, oh, wow, I have, why do I have mushrooms in a can? But anyway, so.
You don't want to look in my pantry. That's a whole nother topic.
Oh, my gosh. Believe me, me too. But so what we do is we have service through our pantry. We do referrals with agencies. And then what we learned many years ago was that if we really want to get to the root cause of hunger, we have to work with other organizations that are doing case management or care management so that, you know, they're working with a client and they're doing a holistic approach to the situation. And so we have right now 17 partnerships and programs.
Wow.
With 23 partners.
That's amazing.
And it is amazing that we have so many, such a great organization, organizations in the community that are willing to partner. And we, what we do is we make that food available so that it is a resource for that agency. It's also a resource for that family. Right now, probably a standard bag of food that we're giving away, a 5-day bag of food, we're guessing, we're going to be shoring this up, but it's probably about $40 worth of food.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, 5 days worth of food.
Yeah.
It's hard to go to the grocery store that you're not spending $100.
I know.
Just on the basics.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's impressive. And so people can help by donating financially, but one of the big mainstays, I would assume, is the food donations.
Absolutely. So last year, we gave away over 660,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
In Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And that's something else to remember.
That's incredible.
We're local. And so, you know, we the food's not going out to other places. It's staying right here for our neighbors in need. And so so we brought that in. We also brought in, I should say, about 680,000 pounds of food. So when you think about that, that's about 1.2 million pounds of food that goes through a warehouse with two staff members. And volunteers are so critical. Last year, we had over 4,000 volunteers giving over 14,000 hours of service.
Well, I had the opportunity to go out there last year with the leadership class, and so we had a chance to do some sorting, which was very interesting. And I know recently you had all the Rotary clubs in our area were out there. I guess it was last weekend.
It was last weekend. We had over we had about 200 people, I think, that came in for the morning, which is a great it's a great event. And we packed special casserole bags that have four ingredients of rice, lentils, dehydrated vegetables, and some Himalayan salt. And what's really great about that is those are all clean, if you will. If you could see me, I'm doing air quotes. You can't see me, of course, if you're listening. But those are all clean items in that. There's no preservatives and all of that. And so Rotarians have been doing this for, we're going into our 14th year.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. And they're just one of the many organizations that are partners with you.
We're very blessed, I tell you. This is a community organization.
Okay. Well, we're talking this morning with Dee Dee Flanlacher on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, all about Manna food pantries. If you have a question, question or concern, 850-437-1620. We'll talk more about how you can donate and some of their events coming up next in just a couple minutes after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here this morning with Dee Dee Flanlacher with Manna Food Pantries. So we want to make the best use of every minute that we have this with you this morning. So talk a little bit about donations, what you're looking for, how people can help you out that might be listening this morning, especially when we're doing the spring cleaning right now, cleaning out those closets, things
like
that.
That's right. So, you know, think about healthy food because that is the kind of things that we need. So, you know, we don't need cake mix, brownie mixes, frosting, etc.
Can't do perishables.
No, we can't do perishables. But what we do need are canned vegetables. We need canned tuna, canned chicken. We also always need canned fruit. And we ask for canned fruit in its own juice, and here's why. Because we have so many people in our community who are struggling with obesity and also that are diabetic. And so, you know, if we can focus on giving them that in its own juice, that is wonderful. And so those are some of the things that we always, always need. Peanut butter is king, always king, you know. And so we're looking for oftentimes proteins and, again, those vegetables. And all you have to do is first you can visit our website at mannahelps.org. And you can find out what our most needed items are. If you're with an organization or a business and you want to do a food drive, there's information on there. You can also call us at 850-432-1620. 2053 to find out all sorts of stuff, including if you wanted to volunteer, if you wanted to have a group come in and volunteer, and then also, again, just to check about, you know, what our items are that we need the most. But it's going to consistently be those things. The other thing, Meg, is all you have to do is come to our warehouse at 3030 North East Street. And just pull up to the donation door and ring the doorbell, and we'll come out and offload the food for you.
Oh, terrific. Okay, yeah. So you just put a box together and they'll come get it.
Absolutely. So all you have to do is just come up to the warehouse and we'll take care of it.
Okay, well, one thing I found kind of interesting that I learned last year was that you actually do take things that are cans that have an expired date.
We do.
Which I thought was fascinating.
Well, and you know, thanks for bringing that up, because it's not talked about a lot, and I do want to say this for the benefit of Mana, also for the benefit of folks out there who are throwing away food that's in a can that has an expiration date or best by date. There's no need to waste that food. Here's the thing. Those dates are actually there because of for marketing. Mm-hmm. So the companies are stamping saying it's the, you know, you need to use it by this time. In actuality, most cans, depending on what it is, most cans could actually go 2 to 3 years past their expiration date. We ask that it not be past a year, but we're going to check all of those canned items to make sure that there's nothing wrong with a can, there's no rust, et cetera. So yes, you absolutely can donate your, you know, your expired canned food. And please, for folks, again, who are out there and maybe you are struggling with buying groceries right now, for your own sake, really take a look at that and think about, it's not, you know, you're safe. Go ahead and eat that food. Mm-hmm. Save it in your pantry. Or if you don't want to, give it to Mana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now what's coming up? You've got some fundraiser and some events coming up too.
We do. It's our only fundraiser of the whole year, and it is called the Clover Pickleball Fillable Event. It's actually coming up on Thursday, March 13th from 6 to 8. At the Lou Ross Center at Pensacola State College. And this is a great event. We've moved it to a Thursday this year for a lot of different reasons. So it's on a Thursday, again, Thursday, March 13. And it's where you you can go ahead and purchase your tickets, by the way, from our website. A ticket is $50, and if you wait till day of, it's $60, but we're usually sold out, just to give everybody a fair warning. And what you get for that is, at the event, you choose a handcrafted clay bowl that's thrown by a local potter. So
they're
not
beautiful.
Something coming from China. Yes.
They're very artsy and beautiful, and each one's different.
And I know. It's so cool. And then you get to sample some of the best soups in town. We've got wine and beer for anyone who's 21 years old or older. And then you get to enjoy also live pottery demonstration. So some of the restaurants that are participating this year, we've got Classic City Catering, Steel Pony Diner, The Grand Marlin, Azalea Trace. We have Bob Solarski, who makes his lobster bisque from WEAR. We have Mr. Pollo, Nuve Pastries and Catering, The Farm, and Betty's on Belmont. So those are just some of the organizations or restaurants that we have. Man, this is a great event, you know, and it's where you get your own handcrafted bowl. And here's what is really important to think about. For each ticket that you buy, I mean, you get something in return, right?
Right.
So you get this bowl.
And it's a fun time.
And you get good food.
Yes.
But the other thing is, for each ticket, it helps us provide 30 healthy meals to our neighbors in need.
Wow, a $50 donation.
Yeah.
30 meals.
Yep.
Incredible. So if you can't go, you can still donate.
You sure can. And again,
you can still donate.
Absolutely. And you know, Meg, one of the things I like to say, because we've been in the media a lot lately with, you know, the past few months talking about food drives and stuff. And I like to remind everyone, we are always saying, hey, we need food. And the reason for that is that Mana doesn't do just holidays. In fact, we don't even do holiday food.
Yeah.
What we do is every single day, we are distributing food in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties through our partners and through our programs and through our services. And so when you think about that, you know, you and I, we have to eat every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so does everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so Mana last year helped over 67,000 people, and 60% of them were children.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How big is your staff?
We only have 9.
I just want to emphasize that.
Yeah.
9, bless your,
9.
God bless you all.
Oh,
and about
you.
How many volunteers would you say?
Well, last year about 4,000.
So it's a community effort. That's
really
what
is.
I love about it, that it's just the minimal amount of staff expense, right?
Yep.
And doing everything for the food, for the people that are going to be benefiting from your services.
Absolutely. And that's so important because, you know, we really look for... a few things. One is to look for gaps in service. So where are people getting missed?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we look for is how can we utilize the food that we have to be the best resource to help lift that individual up from their situation. And then we're also always looking for and making sure that the donors who give to us, that whether it's food or whether it's money, that we're really taking that donation and we're stretching it as far as we can. And that's why we have events like Rotary Against Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And why we do Stamp Out Hunger that's coming up in May. And why we also have this fundraiser again on Thursday, March 13th, to raise much-needed funds that we can then put into our operations.
It's amazing. Okay, real quick, give the website again, and then we're going to go to break.
Absolutely. So it's MANNA, M-A-N-N-A, helps, helps.org.
Okay, go there right now to buy your ticket before they're sold out.
Yay.
And we'll be back to talk a little bit more about MANNA in just a minute. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Dee Dee Flounlacker, the executive director for MANNA Food Pantries, is here. We just have a couple of minutes left, Dee Dee. So what are some of the things you'd like to touch on before we go?
Well, I would like to say that, you know, we have seen food donations drop over the past year. And that's bad, because what's happening is while food donations are dropping, the need is going up. Because, again, cost of food and just so many other factors that are happening. And so it's really important for us that, you know, if you can donate, please do. And I want you to know that one can makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's hard to believe, but it really does. Because when you're looking at giving away 600,000 pounds of food in a year to people who need it, a can of green beans, a can of corn, a can of carrots, peas, let me tell you, that is something that people need. It's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps us to fulfill that commitment we have to provide in the healthiest food possible. So never underestimate the value of a can of food or a $5 gift, which will help us actually provide food for a whole day for somebody in need.
$5.
$5.
Wow.
But it's really important that, you know, we all think about, and we know why food donations are going down. You know,
mm-hmm.
the cost of food, again, is just crazy. We used to have a lot of people who would stop by MANNA and donate, or we'd have a lot more food that was donated at drives.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, many folks just can't.
Right.
They can't give right now. And that's okay. We understand that. So what I just ask is that if you can, if you've never donated before, and you have that extra jar of peanut butter that you haven't opened now, you know, it's got to be unopened, or you have a couple extra cans, stop by MANNA and donate it, because it really does make a difference in somebody's life. Yeah.
It's a powerful message. It really is.
We never underestimate, you know, we were recently at a food drive and someone came up, and we had many people who came up and said, you know what, I got help from MANNA
mm-hmm.
years ago. And so I'm here to try to pay back, because somebody blessed me and I want to bless them. And sometimes that was a can of food somebody could hand us, and sometimes it was grocery bags of food. And for that person who gave me a can of food, that was just as important as the person who gave those bags of food, because that's what he could afford
mm-hmm.
and that's what he could do. And this is a community organization. This is about you and me and all the folks out there listening. And so there are so many things we can't do mm-hmm. anything about. Meg, this we can do something about.
Absolutely. And you can make a difference. Every can of food is a can of gold to some family.
That's right.
It really is. Exactly. Well, it's amazing what you do. Again, your website, phone numbers, in case anybody wants to reach out. And to clarify real quick, someone just texted that they can just drive up and pick up food. They still have to qualify, yes?
They do.
Okay.
So they do have to qualify. And so if you need help, and I'm so glad, thank you for asking that, whoever that was. So first of all, we recommend you call 211, which is the United Way agency that can help get you referred to a lot of different places, including MANNA. You can call MANNA at 850-432-2053 to get an appointment or to ask us any questions. And then our website is MANNA, M-A-N-N-A, helps, helps.org.
Thank you so much, Dee Dee. It's great to have you this morning. Thanks for all you do for our community.